The Devil's Dictionary by Ambrose Bierce, annotated. Author's Preface. The Devil's Dictionary was begun in a weekly paper in 1881 and was continued in a desultory way at long intervals until 1906. In that year, a large part of it was published in covers with the title The Cynic's Word Book, a name which the author had not the power to reject or the happiness to approve. To quote the publishers of the present work, this more reverent title had previously been forced upon him by the religious scruples of the last newspaper in which part of the work had appeared, with the natural consequence that when it came out in covers, the country already had been flooded by its imitators with a score of cynic books, The Cynic's This, The Cynic's That, and The Cynic's The Other. Most of these books were merely stupid, though some of them added the distinction of silliness. Among them, they brought the word cynic into disfavor so deep that any book bearing it was discredited in advance of the publication. Meantime, too, some of the enterprising humorists of the country had helped themselves to such parts of the work as served their needs. And many of its definitions, anecdotes, phrases, and so forth had become more or less current in popular speech. This explanation is made not with any pride or priority in trifles, but in simple denial of possible charges of plagiarism, which is no trifle. In merely resuming his own, the author hopes to be held guiltless by those to whom the work is addressed, enlightened souls who prefer dry wines to sweet, sense to sentiment, wit to humor, and clean English to slang. A conspicuous, and it is hoped not unpleasant, feature of the book is its abundant illustrative quotations from eminent poets, chief of whom is that learned and ingenious cleric, Father Gasalasca Jape, S.J., whose lines bear his initials. To Father Jape's kindly encouragement and assistance, the author of the prose text is greatly indebted. The letter A. Abasement, noun, a decent and customary mental attitude in the presence of wealth or power, peculiarly appropriate in employees when addressing an employer. Abatis, noun, rubbish in front of a fort to prevent the rubbish outside from molesting the rubbish inside. Abdication, noun, an act whereby a sovereign attests his sense of the high temperature of the throne. Poor Isabella's dead, whose abdication set all tongues wagging in the Spanish nation. For that performance 'twere unfair to scold her, she wisely left a throne too hot to hold her. To history she'll be no royal riddle, merely a plain parched pea that jumped the griddle. G.J. Ability. The natural equipment to accomplish some small part of the meaner ambitions distinguishing able men from dead ones. In the last analysis, ability is commonly found to consist mainly in a high degree of solemnity. Perhaps, however, this impressive quality is rightly appraised. It is no easy task to be solemn. Abnormal, adjective, not conforming to standard. In matters of thought and conduct, to be independent is to be abnormal. To be abnormal is to be detested. Wherefore, this lexicographer adviseth a striving toward the straighter resemblance of the average man than he hath to himself. Whoso attaineth thereto shall have peace, the prospect of death, and the hope of hell. A bridge. To shorten. It's a verb transitive. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for people to abridge their king, a decent respect for the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Oliver Cromwell. Abrupt, an adjective. Sudden, without ceremony, like the arrival of a cannon shot and the departure of the soldier whose interests are most affected by it. Dr. Samuel Johnson beautifully said of another author's ideas that they were concatenated without abruption. abscond, verb intransitive, to move in a mysterious way, commonly with the property of another. Spring beckons, all things to the call respond, the trees are leafing, and cashiers abscond. Fella orm. Absent. Peculiarly exposed to the tooth of detraction. Vilified hopelessly in the wrong, superseded in the consideration and affection of another. To men, a man is but a mind. Who cares? What face he carries or what form he wears, but woman's body is the woman. Oh, stay thou, my sweetheart, and do never go. But heed the warning words the sage hath said. A woman absent is a woman dead. Jogo Tyree. Absentee. A person with income who has had the forethought to remove himself from the sphere of exaction. Absolute. An adjective. Independent. Irresponsible. An absolute monarchy is one in which the sovereign does as he pleases, as long as he pleases the assassins. Not many absolute monarchies are left, most of them having been replaced by limited monarchies, where the sovereign's power for evil and for good is greatly curtailed, and by republics, which are governed by chance. Abstainer, noun. A weak person who yields to the temptation of denying himself a pleasure. A total abstainer is one who abstains from everything but abstention, and especially from inactivity in the affairs of others. Said a man to a crapulent youth, I thought you a total abstainer, my son. So I am, said the scapegrace caught. But not, sir, a bigoted one. T.J. Absurdity, noun. A statement or belief manifestly inconsistent with one's own opinion. Academe, an ancient school where morality and philosophy were taught. Academy, noun, from academe, a modern school where football is taught. Accident, noun, an inevitable occurrence due to the action of immutable natural laws. Accomplice, noun, one associated with another in a crime, having guilty knowledge and complicity, as an attorney who defends a criminal knowing him guilty. This view of the attorney, a position in the matter, has not hitherto commanded the assent of the attorneys, no one having offered them a fee for assenting. Accord, noun, harmony. Accordion, noun, an instrument in harmony with the sentiments of an assassin. Accountability, noun, the mother of caution. My accountability, bear in mind, said the Grand Vizier. Yes, yes, said the Shah, I do. 'Tis the only kind of ability you possess. Joram Tate. Accuse. To affirm another's, verb transitive, to affirm another's guilt or unworth, most commonly as a justification of ourselves for having wronged him. Acephalous. Adjective. In the surprising condition of the crusader who absently pulled at his forelock some hours after a Saracen scimitar had unconsciously to him passed through his neck, as related by de Joinville. Achievement, noun, the death of endeavor and the birth of disgust. Acknowledge, verb transitive, to confess. Acknowledgement of one another's faults is the highest duty imposed by our love of the truth. Acquaintance, noun, a person whom we know well enough to borrow from, but not well enough to lend to. A degree of friendship called slight when its object is poor or obscure, and intimate when he is rich or famous. Actually, adverb, perhaps, possibly. Adage, noun, boned wisdom for weak teeth. Adamant, noun, a mineral frequently found beneath a corset, soluble in silicitata of gold. Adder, noun, a species of snake, so called from its habit of adding funeral outlays to the other expenses of living. Adherent, noun, a follower who has not yet obtained all that he expects to get. Administration, Now, an ingenious abstraction in politics designed to receive the kicks and cuffs due to the premier or president. A man of straw, proof against bad egging and dead catting. Admiral. Now, that part of a warship which does the talking while the figurehead does the thinking. Admiration. Now, our polite recognition of another's resemblance to ourselves. Admonition. Noun, gentle reproof, as with a meat axe, friendly warning, consigned by way of admonition his soul forever to perdition. By Judibras. Adore, verb transitive, to venerate expectantly. Advice, noun, the smallest current coin. The man was in such deep distress, said Tom, that I could do no less than give him good advice. Said Jim, if less could have been done for him, I know you well enough, my son, to know that's what you would have done. Jabel Jacordi. Affliction, an acclimatizing process preparing the soul for another and bitter world. Age, that period of life in which we compound for the vices that we still cherish by reviling those that we have no longer the enterprise to commit. Agitator, a statesman who shakes the fruit trees of his neighbors to dislodge the worms. Air, a nutritious substance supplied by a bountiful providence for the fattening of the poor. Alderman, an ingenious criminal who covers his secret thieving with the pretense of open marauding. Alien, noun. An American sovereign in his probationary state. Allegiance, noun. This thing allegiance, as I suppose, is a ring fitted in the subject's nose, whereby that organ is kept rightly pointed to smell the sweetness of the Lord's anointed. Alliance. In international politics, the union of two thieves who have their hands so deeply inserted in each other's pockets that they cannot separately plunder a third. Alone. In bad company. In contact, lo, the flint and steel by spark and flame the thought reveal that he that be the metal, she that he the metal, she the stone, had cherished secretly alone. Bully Fito. Ambidextrous, adjective, able to pick with equal skill a right-handed pocket or a left. Ambition, noun, an overmastering desire to be vilified by enemies while living and made ridiculous by friends when dead. Amnesty, noun, the state's magnanimity to those whose offenses whom it would be too expensive to punish. Anoint, verb transitive, to grease a king or other functionary already sufficiently slippery. As sovereigns are anointed by the priesthood, so pigs to lead the populace are greased good. Judibra. Antipathy, the sentiment inspired by one's friend's friend. Aphorism, noun, a pre-digested wisdom. The flabby wineskin of his brain yields to some pathologic strain and voids from its unstored abysm a driblet of an aphorism. The Mad Philosopher, 1697. Apologize. To lay the, as a verb intransitive, to lay the foundation for a future offense. Apostate. Noun. A leech who, having penetrated the shell of a turtle only to find that the creature has long been dead, deems it expedient to form a new attachment to a fresh turtle. Apothecary, the physician's accomplice, undertaker's benefactor, and grave worm's provider. When Jove sent blessings to all men that are, and Mercury conveyed them in a jar, that friend of tricksters introduced by stealth disease for the apothecary's health, whose gratitude impelled him to proclaim, my deadliest drug shall bear my patron's name. G.J. Appeal, verb transitive, in law, to put the dice into the box for another throw. Appetite, noun, an instinct thoughtfully implanted by Providence as a solution to the labor question. Applause, noun, the echo of a platitude. April Fool, noun, the March Fool with another month added to his folly. Archbishop, noun, an ecclesiastical dignitary 1 point holier than a bishop. If I were a jolly archbishop, on Fridays I'd eat all the fish up, salmon and flounders and smelts, on other days everything else. Jodo Rem. An architect. Noun, one who drafts a plan of your house and plans a draft of your money. Ardor. Noun, the quality that distinguishes love without knowledge. Arena. Noun, in politics, an imaginary rat pit in which the statesman wrestles with his record. Aristocracy. Noun, government by the best men. In this sense, the word is obsolete. So is that kind of government. Fellows that wear downy hats and clean shirts, guilty of education and suspected of bank accounts. Armor. Noun, the kind of clothing worn by a man whose tailor is a blacksmith. Arrayed. Drawn up and given an orderly disposition, as a rioter hanged to a lamppost. Arrest, verb transitive. Formally, to detain one accused of unusualness. God made the world in 6 days and was arrested on the seventh, the unauthorized version. Arsenic. A kind of cosmetic greatly affected by the ladies whom it greatly affects in turn. Eat arsenic? Yes, all you can get. Consenting, he did speak up. "'Tis better you should eat it, pet, than put it in my teacup. Joel Huck. Art. This word has no definition. Its origin is related as follows by the ingenious father Gesalaka Jape, S.J. One day, a wag, what would the wretch be at, shifted a letter of the cipher rat and said it was God's name. Straight arose fantastic priests and postulant with shows and mysteries and mummies and hymns and disputations dire that lamed their limbs to serve his temple and maintain the fires, expound the law, manipulate the wires. Amazed the populace that rites attend, believe whate'er they cannot comprehend. And inly edified to learn that two half-hairs joined so-and-so as art can do have sweeter values and a grace more fit than nature's hairs that have never been split. Bring cadas and wines for sacrificial feasts and sell their garments to support the priests. Artlessness. Noun. A certain engaging quality to which women attains a law by long study and severe practice upon the admiring male, who is pleased to fancy it resembles the candid simplicity of his young. Asperse, verb transitive. Maliciously to ascribe to another vicious actions which one has not had the temptation and opportunity to commit. Ass, noun. A public singer with a good voice but no ear. In Virginia City, Nevada, he is called the Washoe Canary. In Dakota, the senator, and everywhere, the donkey. The animal is widely and variously celebrated in the literature, art, and religion of every age and country. No other so engages and fires the human imagination as this noble vertebrate. Indeed, it is doubted by some. Auctioneer. The man who proclaims with a hammer that he has picked a pocket with his tongue. Australia. A country lying in the South area whose industrial and commercial development has been unspeakably retarded by an unfortunate dispute among geographers as to whether it is a continent or an island. Avernus. Noun, the lake by which the ancients entered the infernal regions. The fact that access to the infernal regions was obtained by a lake is believed by the learned Marcus Ancelo Scrutator to have suggested the Christian rite of baptism by immersion. However, this has been shown by Lactantius to be an error.